Fellow South Africans, as we negotiate ourselves through this darkest period in our lifetime, we'd like everyone to play their bit to help fight this virus. So please stay at home. I know it feels like prison at times, but don't feel this way, because this too shall pass. So keep washing those hands. Don't give hugs. Don't shake hands. That time will come again once we have conquered this dark period. This is Kaya Molotana for SuperSport Blitz. We love you very much.
Hi everyone, my name is Thulani Thaise Nhlatshwayo, Bitwiz Wits and Bafana Bafana captain. We urge everyone to stay at home as we are locked down as a country. Let's make sure that we follow all the procedure that we need to do and stay safe, friends. Everyone needs to go back to their normal lives. Kids need to go to school, we need to go to work. But we can only fight this if we stay at home. Peace.
Hi everyone, I'm Paula Pretorius and I hope everybody's doing well during these strange times. This is a fight we can only win if we're all working together. We all have a part to play, so do your part. Stay at home, practice social isolation and wash your hands often. Also importantly, stay positive, stay active. Together we can do this.
Hello South Africa, I'm Brian Mitchell. From my home to your home, I say let's fight this invisible war together. Let's flatten the curve of the coronavirus. Let's be strong, let's be safe, and mainly, let's stay home. Don't forget, wash your hands.
We miss football. We miss the life that we had a few days ago, but now it's time to listen, to follow our scientists, doctors, and nurses. You are my family football, and we're going to do everything is possible to make you feel better. We'll come back from this stronger, better, kinder, and a little bit fatter. Stay inside, stay safe.
What's up guys, it's Kevin Arena, IBO Cruiserweight World Champion. During these tough times, I just want to wish everybody well, stay at home and help flatten the curve. It is so essential. By not going out and not having a chance or a risk of spreading this COVID-19 virus, it will definitely flatten the curve. The virus needs a host to breed on, and by us staying at home, we're preventing that. So I wish everybody well. I know it's crazy staying at home, and being an athlete myself, I'm going crazy. But get active, do things. You don't need a treadmill. You don't need weights. You can literally do bodyweight workouts, Google online workouts, and just help flatten the curve. By staying at home, you are doing your part. And I wish everybody well during this time. If you are sick, I wish you good health. Get the at-home workouts in. Lots of burpees, lots of bodyweight squats. Do functional stuff. Do things that are going to make you productive. Read books. Put your mind onto new things. Strategize for the future, because this too will end. And I wish everybody well. Thank you.
Well, I've just been schooling my kids on some football.
No. I know. Want to disagree.
Hold on two seconds.
No, folks,
I'm Pumelo Lombangwa. With this coronavirus lockdown, let's take it seriously. It's important to ensure that we stay indoors and are responsible, and together fight the fight against the virus. Okay, stay safe out there. Let me get back to schooling these kids and some football.
You're not schooling us! He's not schooling us!
Premier League clubs have voted unanimously to approve a return to contact training. This is deemed as a major step towards the resumption of matches in the league by next month. According to the details of the vote, clubs will now be able to train as a group and engage in tackling while still minimizing unnecessary contact. The league has made it clear, though, that the health and well-being of players and staff remain a top priority and will thus continue with COVID-19 testing twice a week. Stage 2 of the training protocol will be implemented along with ongoing discussions towards the restart of the league. Manchester City reported that their players returned to training in perfect condition following the lockdown regulations in England due to COVID-19. Having a high regard for the National Health Services in England fighting the pandemic from the front lines, the club urged fans to also adhere to the regulations. The club looks forward to a possible shift to stage 2 of training in the league's project restart, with a return to match action expected in mid-June.
The most important thing is follow the instructions. If they say use the mask, stay at home, social distance, and we have to do it, because there are many, many people that go to the NHS around the world to put their own life in risk, you know, and to save ours. And it's incredible what they have done, and we had to follow them. Now we cannot do anything wrong.
Barcelona players, including star attacking trio Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez and Antoine Griezmann, took part in strength and conditioning exercises and small-sized possession-based games during team training. La Liga looks set to resume from the second week in June after Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez recently gave the green light for football within the country to return. La Liga has been postponed since March due to the coronavirus pandemic. With 11 matches of the 2019-2020 season remaining, Barcelona are currently 2 points ahead of fierce rivals Real Madrid. Los Blancos, meanwhile, also went about training at their base this week, with stars such as Sergio Ramos, Gareth Bale and Karim Benzema taking part in strength and conditioning exercises.
You say I'm watching team.
Bro, go on then, you go first innit? Actually, let me go first innit. I'm Hudson Odoi.
I'm Loftus-Cheek.
And you're watching teammates.
Try it.
Oh, I see. You can do it. See, bro, it's not hard. See?
I don't know, you know. I don't know.
You've only got one good aspect, that's the only thing.
So you can't.
I promise you, bro.
I knew you were going to put that as well.
When you look, bro, I swear, oh my days.
Your watch.
This guy, though.
Give me your watch.
What do you mean, give me your watch? Are you crazy? Is that one done?
Cannot live without.
That's actually a hard one. His phone slash social media.
Who?
You, bro.
My phone?
Come on, man. You, bro, you're always on your phone. Consistently.
Social media. I don't know, you know.
I think this one's a hard one.
Now, you're on your phone more than me as well.
No, I'm not, bro. Okay. You're on your phone 24s.
Girls.
Ah, this guy. This was hard still. I got one. I got one still.
Hi.
Waste, man. Look what
you got.
It's fashion. this guy.
Vodacom Bulls director of rugby Jake White confirmed his much-anticipated senior coaching group. White heads up the group with his trademark hands-on approach, while his group also includes veteran Nolas Moree, joining as the breakdown specialist. A new face to the group is Joey Mongalu, who slots in as defence coach. Mongalu previously served at the Lions in several roles, while also assisting junior teams prior in the Super Rugby Challenge, where he managed back-to-back wins in the SA Rugby Under-19 Championship. The Perth-based Western Force looks set to rejoin the Australian top flight after being asked to join a COVID-enforced domestic Super Rugby tournament. Rugby Australia confirmed that the Force would be part of a five-team tournament set to run from July to September should lockdown regulations in Australia be lifted to Phase 3. This would also open up travel to New Zealand, which could result in a Trans-Tasman competition being set up between the two countries. The Force, axed from Super Rugby after the 2017 season, was set to lead the 2020 breakaway Global Rapid Rugby Tournament, which would have included teams from China, Samoa and Fiji. The Rapid Tournament boasted shorter matches with time limits on scrums, different rules on kicking and a 9-point power try if scored from your own 22.
Be sure not to miss the Springboks' first momentous Rugby World Cup triumph. Highlights of the 1995 Rugby World Cup are now available on DStv Catch Up.
Seventy years. of highs, lows, heroes, villains, drama, history made, legends created. It's rivalries, battles and fierce competition. It's always chasing, fighting, pushing, wheel to wheel, elbow to elbow. For the thrill of the win and the taste of victory, it's what it's all about. But F1 is also a state of mind, a spirit to never give up. Whatever comes at us, we take it head on. Resilience, bravery and adversity is what made us.
Formula One Grand Prix in Australian Melbourne has been officially cancelled. The decision has been made to cancel the Grand Prix.
We're terribly disappointed that the event can't go ahead.
It's been a very fluid situation. I think we've made the right decisions. We've worked well with our partners. I think we're all disappointed to not have it, but these are challenging times, and I think we've made the decisions we have to make.
This isn't how we expected to celebrate our 70th anniversary. The whole world is in lockdown in response to COVID-19. But whilst no one's racing, we can do something. We can innovate. We can solve. We can do what F1 does best. This is the story of Project Pit Lane.
I think what Project Pit Lane demonstrated is the speed at which Formula One can develop things.
Everybody just agreed we need to do something. We cannot keep on just fighting each other like we do on the racing circuit.
We've got this incredible industry that's so effective at fast response.
Formula One teams, they are teams, and they know how to come together and compete. And, you know, with this crisis that we're in, we're all kind of competing against coronavirus.
The difficult times caused by the COVID-19 has brought us closer together.
Sports, have to be role models and have to play leadership roles. And I think our teams stepped forward and really fulfilled that vision.
Seven UK-based Formula One teams came together to help develop ventilators at a time of national need. 10,000 units have been ordered by the NHS. Mercedes-AMG F1 team and University College London reverse-engineered a breathing aid device in less than 100 hours, producing another 10,000 units for use in frontline service.
It shows the power of innovation. And then when you put the best engineers behind the task, that they will deliver the best solutions.
Red Bull Racing and Renault F1 team joined forces for Project Blue Sky to produce a portable ventilator originally invented by a young NHS doctor.
At times like this, rivalry goes out the window. We welcome with open arms personnel from Renault into our facility.
We've been extremely agile, extremely quick, prompt to react. We've been able to do in weeks what normal industry would do in years.
And it just shows that, you know, something like this virus transcends sport.
Scuderia Ferrari answered the call from the Italian Institute of Technology to help build a new ventilator from scratch in just 5 weeks.
It's compact, light, economical, potentially an open source project. So it means that whoever wants to produce it can take the project and produce it. The Center of Research, Istituto Italiano di Tecnologia, have been pleased to see how F1 team can be efficient.
Our business, it is all about speed. It's about speed of innovation, speed of production, speed of delivery and reliability.
It's the best of the best at driving. It's the best of the best at high-level engineering. It's the best of the best in all aspects.
70 years dedicated to performance and permanent improvement.
That's what Formula One is. It's technological innovation and trying to find performance through and margins of performance, like milliseconds of performance through great innovation.
I think racing
in a modern world must be also support and understand and to develop technologies for the future available for anyone around the world.
F1 has been always a sport that was leading the way.
It's great to see that the industry as a whole is making a difference, and that when we go back to racing, we're going to continue to do that. This isn't, I think, a one-time contribution. I think we all want to make the world a better place.
The type of people that get involved in Formula One, their character, their determination, their resourcefulness, they succeed because of those qualities.
All those people, they have the passion. They have a winning spirit.
Our sport is a unique combination of sport and state-of-the-art technology that I think really captures everyone's imagination.
Here's to the next 70 years. New champions, new legends, and more history to be written as we continue to push man and machine to their limits.
We will race again.
Valentino Rossi in normal strategies in dry, Marc Marquez in damp conditions and in wet.
I would have to say that in my era, that would have been Kenny Roberts, without question, has the best mindset as far as race strategy, and it was tricky racing against him. Today, I would have to say that Valentino is amazing what he can do on that first lap of a race.
I think it's difficult to say, but I think it's Marquez. They know how to make a faster lap, and they know how to manage. Sometimes many riders want to follow him. He know how to manage going alone in the qualifying.
The strategy it unfolded depended where you started and how the first few laps went. So really the position was maintained. You'd run off your pit board, so whoever could read the pit board and keep the pace the best.
I think strategically a lot of races are won by the champion Marc Marquez this year. So yeah, he's on the top on this list.
Probably Valentino. Valentino from the history is probably one of the best.
I have the best strategy. No, my team have the best strategy.
I think everybody, so depend. But depend about the race, for sure. But everybody.
In the last year, I think Dovi.
The more fresh and clever to take decisions through the race, probably would be Valentino.
Dovi, normally.
Valentino Rossi.
Marc Marquez has the best strategies, that's sure.
Marc Marquez.
Marquez.
Because he's the one who I have fight most in the small categories, Marquez.
Between Dovi and Marc, you know, they are the strongest at the moment. They are generally the fastest each week, so between these two, but being as Dovi is on Ducati, probably Dovi.
Valentino always teach me very, very good things. He's very, very natural on the bike.
Everybody.
I think Johann Zarco.
It is always the best to follow the fastest guy, but of course one of the legendary Valentino Rossi when you are behind him, and if you close up the gap a little bit, great feeling, right?
Again, Dani Pedrosa, I learned a lot 2013 and especially 13 because he showed to me how to ride on the bike.
I'm following on track. Normally I don't follow, so I don't learn so much. I should follow more.
Anyone, because I didn't follow any rider.
So usually I don't follow any rider.
Difficult to say. One of the top riders. My teammate Alex Rins also.
I was one of those, I really didn't pay attention to what the other riders were doing, and certainly by the time I got to the World Championship. But again, I would have to say that it would be the rider that I'd watched over the years would have to be Kenny Roberts.
No one really, you know, I didn't like to follow anyone. So, and to be honest, following, it's a bit hard to win a race following someone. But the person who probably taught me the most in the early days was Eddie Lawson.
NASCAR Cup Series continues on your World of Champions with the Charlotte race coming to you live from the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
There's Aiden Hope with a very cute little chip across the bunker. That's well played. Two holes, no putts. That's unbelievable. That is absolutely fantastic from Pablo Larrazabal. Yep, straight in, Pablo. How did you do that? Interesting little shot that Schultz is playing here. What a touch. What a beautiful shot.
It does it all. Thanks for making it bigger.
You didn't need a shot. Henley just showed a green. Good chance here. There we go. That is a lovely chipping eagle.
JJ Cynical, the top five. What can he do? Oh, he chips it in.
Watching his chip at the first, it looked a little bit stiff. See what he does here.
That is exceptional from Johannes Veerman. That's an unlikely birdie too.
That's what I said, Dominic, stiff.
Good call.
Nico Hearn holding out. Oh, in stunning fashion.
Well, that's the way you want to finish, isn't it?
Not impossible, but 90% difficult.
Well played.
Wow.
Might be the shot of the day. Schaefer.
And he chipped it in to finish off.
He's the crowd. Oh, yes, he can. Brilliant from this young man. He's broken par in every single round.
This is tough. It's sitting right down. And you get that right hand whipping underneath his ball. Played it beautifully.
Oh, what a shot from Koepka.
Beauty. Beauty.
Absolute stunner. And went in a great pace too.
A little bit lower to eliminate some of the spin. Robert Carlson, who's spin ahead of him.
Finally a break.
Guillaume's third. Is he? He's done it, you know.
Oh, hey, something to smile about. Kurt Guillaume.
One of those awkward ones, face open, you're trying to dig it out. It's glorious.
Glorious. Oh.
Outstanding. What a little beauty. Back to level par. Oh, those hands. Just love it.
Ashen Wu, not his best bunker shot from the left-hand bunker. Over the back, but it is a pretty tasty chip. Second time in three holes he's held it from off the green. Hold his second shot at the first. This is a good way to start your Chinese New Year.
Trey Shaper from South Africa, the teenager. So the 16th. Nicely played. Beautifully played. How about that?
Campino then with an excellent chance to chip in here. Beautiful lie. He's got just a little left to right as it closes out.
Birdie number five in six holes for Campino. And he is extending that lead.
You wouldn't want a 15-footer down this hill, let alone chipping running it from 55 feet.
Over the ridge down the other side. It's a good line, everybody. It's a very good line, everybody. It's a perfect line. Woo-wee, what a shot. Fantastic.
Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and American football legends Tom Brady and Peyton Manning teed off in the Champions for Charity golf match in aid of COVID-19 relief. Relive the action on DSTV Catch Up.
Another exciting UFC fight night awaits as the prelims women's flyweight bout between Antonina Shevchenko and Katlyn Cookerjian get things underway. It will be followed by the welterweight bout between Gilbert Burns and Tyrone Woodley. Catch it all live on your World of Champions.
Hosted by Carol Shabalala, Sport on Lockdown will update sport lovers on football around the world amid COVID-19 restrictions. Now available on DSTV Catch Up.
At DSTV, looking after our employees is a top priority, meaning smaller teams which result in long delays to help you. Please use our WhatsApp service on 060-060-3788, our website dstv.co.za, DSTV app on the app stores, Twitter or Facebook. We are #StrongerTogether when we #StayHome.